Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Time for what? Time for round one of Beat the Bank.
Yep.
We would love for you to win $1,000 this Monday because it's Monday. We know how tough Mondays can be for you. So if you signed up at KidNation.com, have that phone handy. We have three names in front of us. We're going to call them back. First one in gets to play. And don't worry if we don't call your name or you haven't signed up, because if nobody calls within 10 minutes, we open it up for everyone, okay? But here are those three names. Big Al Mack, will you give them to us?
Cindy Tomlinson, Heather Gabbert, Sean Hazel. That's Sean Hazel, Heather Gabbert, and Cindy Tomlinson. Your time starts right now. Give us a call. You have 10 minutes. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Not to go back to what we were already talking about,
yeah,
but my friend who happens to be black and who works for the Kid Craddock Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking
Carolyn
about
Carolyn Marks.
Oh,
Big Al Mack said that no black person has ever gone shark diving or been abducted by aliens.
She was abducted. No, I'm kidding. she went shark diving.
What?
To celebrate turning 40.
Awesome.
Carolyn did.
Carolyn?
See?
Yes.
I bet they were really, really small.
Whatever,
sharks.
Al.
Baby sharks.
What, like, is it? Why are you all of a sudden now adding qualifiers?
Like
you
the,
just said simply.
I bet they were the little bitty ones like you can buy at the pet store.
In fact,
you can't buy a little tiny shark.
Kid Nation members have sent us pictures of actual people diving with sharks, like big sharks.
You can't tell what they're underwater.
Oh, look at that, Al.
You're not going to take
Bahamian
the word for it?
Shark diving guides are black men. And you know what? That's true. When I went shark diving in the Bahamas with open water,
yeah,
with those reef sharks, I have photos, and my guide also black.
Look at that.
Where were you?
Just admit you were wrong and move on.
Okay. Yeah.
And be proud of black people breaking stereotypes.
Yeah, by and
be
large,
proud
not
of that.
Black enough. Or
by
you,
and
what?
Large, I'm just saying. By and large, the
majority,
the majority,
right,
of black
whatever.
Folks not going to.
Well, you know what? By and large, the majority of white people haven't gone shark diving.
Exactly.
Out. That's. I mean, come on.
And you're forgetting how many Caribbean countries there are. A lot of black people, and they are in the water fishing,
why
swimming.
Why are you by sharks?
Because you made it such a big point.
Yeah, you made a large statement.
That was a large statement, and I stand by it. Okay, there's
how?
Maybe one. Maybe three. There's probably three people. Carolyn.
All right, whatever. This is just ridiculous. I didn't use the word stupid because I learned a lesson from a three-year-old.
From the kids.
That was a ridiculous. Why are we continuing this conversation with him?
But
they say that blacks are all athletic. Truth is, some isn't. They say Mexicans have a temper. But hey,
what
I do know.
That's Big Al Max stereotype song.
No idea.
But from the text, though,
yes,
Al's correct. We do have meetings in secret locations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We talk about black people stuff and do black people things. That's from LaTanya.
Thank you, LaTanya.
Member 14378.
Can y'all please let Al know where the next meeting is?
Yeah.
Al, what's your number?
I guess I could. 739B8.
Okay, not
four.
Your advantage number. What's your
four? the number's kind of.
Would you? Hey, if we set it up, would you go shark diving?
Who?
You?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Like if we went on family vacation and there was some possible shark diving action.
No.
No.
I don't want. No. No. I'd rather be the first black person to do something else, or second or third.
Well, you wouldn't
don't
be
you
the first
the time
black
you
person
said?
To go shark diving.
Wasn't this? We're always disproving Al's. First black person to what was
something.
It, ice skate on his birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not true. We heard from someone else
and
who did it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Remember,
you're
Al's knee was hurt,
oh,
and he
gosh.
Called it Disney on ice? This guy. Hey, girls.
Hey, boy.
Hey. What if I told you
what?
I could add 3 years to your life?
I don't want to live long.
Say that.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Women already outlive men.
I don't
want to live to 100.
If I'm having a good time, I do.
Right, Kelly?
All right.
Do you like three extra years?
Tell me your info.
All you got to do is housework. Doing it's science, Jenna. Doing housework adds 3 years to your life, but only if you're a woman, according to science.
Because and there were some things on that list that weren't. That they said, don't do these things.
Men don't do enough to
right.
have a report.
According to a new study out of the Netherlands, that's where most studies are held, I heard, doing housework can add 3 years to your life, but only if you're a woman. Men don't get any kind of health boost from doing chores. So, guys, it's okay to back out now.
What's our health boost? Is it a satisfaction and a job well done? Is it the exercise element? What is it?
Yeah, the extra work adds up to more exercise and health benefits.
I exercise plenty. Mm-hmm.
See, men are more likely to do the bare minimum and then stop as quickly as possible, where the ladies, they go till completion. They go all the way.
Wow, does that echo in every area of life with men and women?
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Bonus side, though.
Yeah.
Men who do yard work live 2.5 years longer.
Oh.
Look at you, JC, and you still started mowing your yard.
I hate it.
How's it been going?
I hate it.
You still do it?
Oh, you're crazy. We're so excited. We're going to do landscaping this weekend.
You are?
Yes. Alan's fall, like the back. He's got plans for the backyard.
See, I like the mowing. The mowing.
No, we hire somebody to do that.
Oh, really? No, the mowing's therapeutic.
The planting and all that.
It's the weed whacking. You got to get the straight line all the time.
It's tough, but you're probably getting better. The more you do it, the better you get at it, and you'll be doing it a little bit faster, you know.
Oh, Al, I found this new hold, the shoulder hold.
The shoulder hold for the weed whacker.
For the weed whacker, you put it up on the shoulder. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Dude, I study. I go on YouTube and I study.
Be honest, have you at any point just paid someone else to come in and do the yard 1 week?
I have not. Not since I moved into my new house and Big Al took me to Home Depot.
Once a week?
No.
I mean, you know,
really?
No.
It depends on the weather. If it's not raining a lot, if you haven't sprinkled your watered your grass, the grass may not grow.
If I don't take care of that every week, it's like a forest.
Oh no, I can go
save that. I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. Concentrate. Come on, radio professional.
I knew when that was coming out of my mouth. I knew it was a terrible idea.
Oh, she a pet Jenna.
Oh, God.
Chris, I go 5 weeks.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Don't worry, my brothers. I'll never tell what goes on in our meeting. Yeah, well, beat the bang.
Yeah, well.
You can tell when Al doesn't finish the raps.
Well. Oh, man. And I can't wait to the Christmas party.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
All right, let's meet our contestant.
That's the closer right there.
Yep.
I hope I have a hot new date for that event.
Oh, man, so do we. So do we. Hey, Heather.
Oh, my God, hi.
Hey.
Heather. Hi.
Heather Gabbert was the first one to call in. That means you get to play Beat the Bank. Yay.
Yeah.
What are you up to right now, Heather?
Well, I'm getting ready for work. Probably going to be late now.
Hey, it's all
there
good.
There you go. There you go.
Unless you're a teacher. The kids are going to be sitting there.
Yeah, that's true. What do you do for work?
I'm a dispatcher at an appliance company.
Oh. Yeah, that can wait a minute.
Well, unless somebody's waiting on their refrigerator, waiting on their couch.
Well, they probably said, like, we'll be there between 8 and 4.
Yeah, so they have plenty of time to do that.
Only if they're rude customers. Yeah, we'll be there sometime today.
Oh. Right? Be honest. As a dispatcher, you do treat the people who treat you kindly with kindness and better timing.
Like I can get a 2-hour window?
Instead of
we'll be there within the hour.
See?
Oh, all right.
See? Nice. You have to be nice.
You have to be nice.
There you go.
Single,
I'm always nice.
Single or married, Heather?
I am actually in a relationship with one of the technicians.
Oh,
is that okay? You have to keep it on the down low.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, because he's doing different stuff and you're in the office and stuff. Don't get in the way.
All right,
that's
then.
Cool.
Look at you. Do you give him a little preferential treatment, send him to the good neighborhoods and stuff, delivering furniture?
No, he usually has to do the stuff that I don't want to make the other ones do because I know that he'll have to do it.
Wow. Is that him? Hey. Was that him in the background?
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah.
He's going to be late, too.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Here's how the game works, Heather. We'll get you guys going so you can make it to work. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. It is a Monday. He can be a little cranky, but all you got to do is feel him out because the longer you stay in there, the more money you could potentially win. It can get up to $1,000, and the only thing you have to do is yell stop. When he's gone as high as you think he's going to go, that's how much you'll win. Even if he says 1,000, you still have to yell stop because if you don't and it closes, you get nothing. Okay, Heather?
Okay.
We don't want
God.
That. Okay. Big Al Mack, how are you feeling this morning?
Heather, I'm feeling a little bit good. I feel really good. I feel really good. I don't feel great, but I feel really good. I'm in a good mood today.
I feel good.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, feeling good. But go with your gut feeling.
Not great, but good.
Heather, do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want.
Okay.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
Oh, they bring me bank.
All right, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110 $240 $300 $350 $390 $470
Stop.
$470
for Heather Gabbert.
Way to go, Heather.
I couldn't do it anymore.
I hear you, girlfriend.
Too much pressure. Hey, you got this $470. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to Pittsburgh to the Cowboys game, so I'm going to spend it all in the casino. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just going to have fun at the game and...
There you go.
Treat myself.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go to the Steel City. Have a good time. All right. Well, just for fun, we want to see how high I would have gone. Okay, Heather?
Oh, God.
$580
$650
Jeez. Hey, boy. I hit that one on the head.
You did, Big Al Mack.
$650
Big Al Mack wrote down $650 and he got it on the money.
Wow.
That was good. I'm content.
There you go. There you go. We'll deliver it sometime. We'll have the check rated between 3 and 8 this evening, okay?
Dispatcher joke.
I'm nice. It should be within the hour.
There you go.
Please have somebody at home in order to get your check. Otherwise, we're going to have to come back tomorrow, okay? All right, Heather. Hold on. You have a wonderful day at work. Thank you so much for playing and listening. We'll do it again in less than 1 hour. And speaking of giving some money away... Teachers, we've been asking you this question. What do you need?
You know you need something in that classroom.
Give it up for the teachers. You don't get paid as much as you deserve to be paid.
Right.
And you still have to use your own money to get your school supplies or start up the programs that you want to start at your school. So what we're going to do here, coming up, if you went to KidNation.com and you're a teacher and you told us what you would do with that $1,000, your phone could be ringing because we're giving $1,000 to a deserving teacher next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've been asking you if you're a teacher to go to our website as well and write us and let us know what you would do with $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, what do you need? That's the question we're asking you. We've gotten plenty of letters. In fact, it's difficult to pick out specific ones because they're all so good. I mean, they're all teachers trying to make something happen for the kids.
Yep.
So we've been giving away $1,000 a week here for the last few weeks, and we have another one.
Yay.
We have a letter here. Kelly, will you read what that letter says?
Oh, here it is. Right here?
Yeah.
I teach first grade super smarties in Midlothian, Texas. And here's what I would get in acrostic poem style.
Look at that.
S, so many books. T, tech apps for our iPads. U, unusual seating. We have dog beds. The kids love the two we have. F, fine motor activities to help our handwriting. F, food. When I bring food into a lesson, bam, instant student engagement. That's S-T-U-F-F, stuff.
She got it. Stuff.
And she said maybe a Sonic Dr. Pepper for myself. Thank you for all you do for teachers, and that's from Karen Gilson.
Hi, Karen.
Whoa. They told me I was going to be talking to the producers, not you guys.
Oh, okay.
Surprise, you just got $1,000 for your classroom.
I cannot believe this. What a wonderful way to start a Monday.
Yay.
I want to go to your class.
I could tell she's a first grade teacher.
Come on in. It's fantastic.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks, Karen, for submitting your letter.
Teaching.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
How long have you been teaching?
Amazing. This is my 15th, 16th year. Yes.
And you're still as motivated and excited as ever.
Because they're first graders. They're adorable.
Aww. That's so cool. Yeah,
I can't believe this is happening right now.
I have another kid just so I can send him to your school.
Karen, I just read an article about unusual seating, and they say that that does help quite a bit with kids.
Oh,
really?
It is amazing the difference that I have in my classroom this year.
Huh.
We have wiggle stools and wiggle cushions. We have tall tables. We have stools.
What are wiggle cushions?
They're like little, probably about 3-inch cushions, and they have air in it. So when you're sitting on it, your tush can kind of wiggle around.
Oh.
Wiggle. Okay.
Get the wiggles out.
Helps with those core muscles and gets the wiggles out while they're working. Yeah.
Cool.
Are you doing the no homework thing this year, Karen?
Well, first graders have to have reading homework.
Okay.
But that's it.
Right.
Just reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds like you're an awesome teacher. I'm so happy for you.
Crazy right now. Oh, my goodness. Woo!
are you with the kids right now?
I am not. I'm actually with my own kids trying to get them to school, so I'm probably going to end up being late to my own classroom. So, sorry, Mr. Stewart. I'm going to be there in a minute.
All right. What's the name of your school?
It is Baxter Elementary.
All right.
Baxter Bears.
Is it the Bears?
Shout out to my super smarties.
Super smarties. I love that.
I love that you call them that. Well, Karen, you have a wonderful day. We'll let you finish getting ready with the kids and have a wonderful week at school, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you for writing us.
What you do.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. How cool is that? That's how you want your first grade teacher to sound
right there. Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
Do you remember your first grade teacher?
Yes, Miss Nichols.
I do, Miss Myers.
Mine was Miss Monica.
Miss Monica?
Yeah.
By first name?
Yeah, we went by first name at my school.
Really?
And then when I moved to the States, we went to last names.
Yeah, Miss Nichols. I think she just died.
Really?
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the room down.
Yeah. Dang, yeah.
But yeah, Miss Nichols. My first kiss in her class under the window at N.W. Harley.
Really?
How many
in first grade?
First kisses have you had?
Well,
a lot of first kisses.
And that was like my
on the lips.
Yeah. But I remember it though. The windows were open. We had to duck down under the window.
Yeah.
And look,
Mine was in first grade was Alejandra by the tree. I wonder
was that
happened.
A girl?
Yeah, Alejandra. Alejandra.
Dra. Oh, okay, got it. Sorry.
Who's the teacher that means the most to you? Do you remember their name? Jenna.
I mean, you're really putting me on the spot. The teacher that means the most
to
me?
Yeah, who pops up in your mind as your favorite all-time teacher?
I loved my kindergarten teacher, which is weird that I still remember Mrs. Burroughs. Like, kindergarten was just great.
Yeah.
Kindergarten was great for me.
One of the best.
But I didn't go to preschool, so kindergarten was first school for me. So, you know, so for me, being an only child, I just really remember kindergarten because I was so excited to go to school and be around all these other kids because I, you know, didn't go to school before that.
What about you, Kelly?
Well, I always liked Mrs. Clark. But I loved English, and she was my English teacher.
Yeah,
she was
English.
She was a stickler for grammar and all that, and I loved that.
Miss Dickens at Greenhill, boy. The one thing I really remember about her, she did not take any mess off of anybody. I mean, it was fourth grade, but she was the one that actually ended up getting me back for fourth grade the second time.
That's why you liked her so much?
But I remember she was firm, stern, but you know, not mean. But she would not take any stuff off of anybody.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that sticks out of my head.
Mine's my ESL teacher, Miss Martin, at Jefferson Elementary.
Mm.
But I can't. I've been trying to find her for the last few years, but I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
And I think she might have retired. She was an older lady. But I wish I could find her and thank her. I mean, I don't speak English very well, but she helped me.
You did this. Yeah. You did this.
You did this to me, Miss Martin. I wonder what she's up to. I wish I could find her.
Sure you can. Does she speak English?
Yeah. Miss Martin?
Yeah. English is a second language. She spoke English.
But she went on like missions back in the day. That's how she learned Spanish. Yeah. And then she came back and taught kids like me.
That's sweet.
In low-income neighborhoods how to speak English.
Very cool.
She was so cool. And I'll never forget her name. I forget a lot of my teachers' names, but not Miss Martin.
Yeah. You remember the best and the worst. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. All right. We had a little... I had a run-in with somebody affiliated with the show over the weekend, which was one of those randoms, like...
A run-in?
Yeah.
A run-in sounds negative.
Oh, no, not a bad run-in. A really cool run-in.
Okay.
Yeah, but we ran into each other. Weird part of town. We literally had just had them on the show, and they're driving down the street screaming my name.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll recap the cool story that went on Friday and tell you who I ran into next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Karen Gilson... or Miss Gilson.
Miss Gilson, yeah.
Got herself $1,000 for Baxter Elementary, and we got a text here for her. Karen, please give me your energy.
Right?
Sincerely, high school teachers.
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh.
She's got them when they're like, you know, so cute and bubbly.
Right. Not when they're going through puberty.
Oh,
and,
man, yeah.
Giving you the business sometimes.
Right.
KidNation.com is where you write those. We also have Beat the Bank coming up in 20 minutes, round two. Heather, she won $470. How much are you going to win if you signed up at KidNation.com? And back to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of response from what went on Friday.
Yeah, man.
A little recap. We keep I Have a Dream going. It used to be just I Have a Dream week. Now we do it here
whenever
and there.
Whenever we are inspired yeah. by mm-hmm. a story or a letter.
That's actually what Psycho Shannon does. She
does
works behind the scenes. Yeah, she tries to find those and then she starts setting them up. And a lot of them are a lot of behind the scenes work like
yeah.
this one. Big shout out to Operation Once in a Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They got us all set up. Kelly, you met them. How'd you
yeah,
meet them?
Yeah, Sergeant Powers. Yeah, honest to God, I don't remember the first meeting we had because it's been so long
yeah.
now. But I just love what they do. They grant wishes for members of the military, mm-hmm. and they don't have to be people. You know, a lot of these wish organizations are people who are dying and things like that. And there are situations where they do grant wishes for that. But, I mean, it's just about... things like what we did this past week.
Because they know who to go to when they need to request time off for a soldier or somebody. Or
one of the first things we did with him was this bedding, I remember. It was
yeah, we
sheets
did collecting
and,
bedding because a lot of times
right.
these guys come back to empty barracks with nothing.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, did a bedding drive for them.
Right.
But I know like one time when a bunch of the dads and the moms were off, you know, overseas, they'll take the kids to a concert. Or something like that, you know. So I've been with a few of the kids to Taylor Swift and things like that. So they do a lot of really
just
good
the Bieber.
Things. They just grant wishes.
Yeah. So he helped us out with this because it was tough. At first, we weren't going to be able to bring back Tiffany's brother, Nathan.
Right.
He was overseas, and he's not going to be done. Yeah, he's in Bahrain, and
which
he's
I learned how to pronounce.
And he's not finishing up until April, so she was going to have to wait all up until April.
And she had no one to give her away at her wedding.
Yeah, she's not really, she said in her letter, she's not really close to
her
anybody
family.
On her family side.
Her stepsister, I believe, was going to do it, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Her stepsister was going to walk her down the aisle. She was getting married to Jared. And they came in, and her dream was to have her brother fly in and walk her down the aisle. And we surprised her on air, and she was speechless.
Yep.
I mean, if you haven't seen the video, go to KidNation.com.
Awesome.
Very sweet.
On the radio, she went radio silent. But you could see the emotion when she finally got to hug her brother. So on Saturday, I'm out and about with my family because my wife found out that the Ghostbusters were going to be at some fair.
Okay.
It was some celebration. And my son's really into the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
So I was like, okay, cool. Let's go down there. We'll meet the Ghostbusters. And then, you know, we'll be Parents of the Year.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we go down there. By the way, the Ghostbusters have made some of the most awkward moments for me lately with my son.
How so?
Because his favorite line of this song is at the end where he goes, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
Yeah.
You know that line?
Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Bustin' makes, because he's busting the Ghostbusters.
Da, da, da,
so my son,
da, da, da.
For no reason, when we're in an aisle at Target or when we're just having a good time bowling, we'll just scream out, "Bustin' makes me feel good."
Yeah.
And everybody stares at us
love
like we're
that.
Idiots. You know?
He likes the original, not the
yeah.
girl remake.
No, okay. He likes the original, yeah. He'll listen to the Fall Out Boy one, too. Fall Out Boy did a remix of it.
Okay.
But he likes the original. Anyway, so we're out there meeting Ghostbusters, and my son is almost drawn to tears because we have told my son that cigarettes are really bad.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him smoking.
Yeah.
So one of the Ghostbusters lights one up in front of Kaysen.
Oh, boy.
The characters cannot smoke in front
of
the children.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Ghostbusters
can. They're
their
heroes.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters can.
So he's like, "Papa, Ghostbusters smoke cigarettes. They're moking. They're moking." And
they're
I'm
moking.
Like, oh, crap.
They're
so I'm
moking.
Trying to pull him off to the side. And I'm off to the side. And then all of a sudden I start hearing, "Hey! Hey, JC!" And I look off to my left. And in this car is a beautiful bride.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. It's a listener of the show who
yeah.
just, you know,
recognize.
That's really awesome when that happens to us. You know, it makes
yeah.
us feel good. And then so I'm waving, and she's like, "No, come here." And she stopped traffic in the middle of the road. I'm like,
yeah.
okay. So I start walking to the car, and I get closer. And I'm like, man, she looks so familiar. But you know when you see somebody in a different element?
Yeah, yeah,
if you
absolutely.
See somebody at the gym and then you see them at the store, you're like, man,
yeah.
I can't put my finger. I know them.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, oh, I'm walking up to her and she goes, hey, it's so good to see you. And I'm like, so good to see you. And she goes, our reception is right there. And she points to a building that's like 200 feet away. And I'm like, oh, that's really awesome.
Who are you?
And then she goes, this is where it clicked. Finally, she goes, yeah, my brother's there too. And
you
I'm
didn't
like,
recognize her?
No, Kelly, she was done up.
I get she, it. She was in workout clothes in here.
I was just,
so,
yeah, yeah, I just didn't recognize her at first.
Oh, wow.
Until she started calling and she said, my brother's over there. And I'm like, oh my God, Tiffany, how you doing? And she, it finally clicked. And she goes, can you come by and say hi? I'm like, yeah. So my wife and my kids walked over to their venue, and there was Jared and Nathan. They were all there. They had just gotten married.
Very cool.
Wow, what are the chances?
Yeah, right.
Cool.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Out of any place they could have had their reception, and any place we could have gone on that Saturday, that I would run into the people who we had one of the coolest stories of 2016 with on our show. And so we have pictures that are up at kidnation.com. They invited me in, but I was like,
great.
I was all scrubbed out. I'm like, I can't go into your beautiful
wedding.
Should
have went on in there and said, Bustin' makes me feel good.
So they're married. I think they're off to Cabo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And
I bet he's already, Nathan's probably already back. Flying back today, he said.
He leaves this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, and then he'll be back in April. That's when he'll be back.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so the wedding went well. He got his tuxedo. He was looking sharp.
Good.
Jared was looking great.
Brad obviously was looking good.
Gonna be your new gym buddy?
Huh? He's too strong.
He's too strong?
Yeah, he did.
He might be too strong.
Yeah, he did have some guns.
He can encourage you.
He can get you there. It's always better, I found, to play a sport with someone better than you because it elevates your plane.
I want to play with somebody that sucks. That way I feel better about myself.
Right. Oh, a little heads up for me there.
Yeah.
JC, when referring to different branches of the military, there are troops. The member of the army are the only soldiers. Just a heads up so you're not offending everyone. My bad. Troops.
Troops.
Hey, we learned something new. Troops. I'll call them troops from now on. My bad. I apologize. We do have another $1,000 hopefully coming up here with Beat the Bank.
Okay.
We'll call out three more names when we come back next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big shout out to the Chicago Cubs for finally making it to the World Series.
Cubbies.
71-year absence from that.
Cubbies.
Game one is today or tonight against the...
It's Tuesday, didn't it? No?
No, tonight, I thought. Pretty sure it's tonight.
I could be wrong.
No, it is Tuesday. You're right, Al. It's right. Tomorrow night, which means all our programs on Fox are going to be messed up.
Oh, man, that's right.
You know, it happens every year with the World Series.
Yep.
Can't we just get a baseball channel so that we can continue to watch our shows that we want to watch on Fox?
No Empire this week then.
Right?
Probably, right.
I'm going to have to go for the Cleveland Indians myself.
Cleveland Indians made it as well. It's basically the movie Wild Thing, or the movie Major League and Rookie of the Year in the World Series. Those were two of my favorite baseball movies.
So we missed some TV last week because of the debate on all the major networks, and then we'll miss this week and part of next... World Series, Kelly. It's not every night, but it goes on for probably close to 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, depending on how many wins.
But it's games.
But it's just Fox, so.
Yeah.
It's just Fox.
It's just on Fox.
I'm just saying it's not all network.
Right. People are big fans of Fox.
Right.
I am, because that's where our show is.
Right.
Dish Nation.
Yeah, it does mess us up during baseball.
Yeah, if you're recording Dish Nation.
I don't know why DVRs can't figure it out.
I know, right?
It's like, it seems like there should be some sort of signal, like even if your show starts and a little bit late because of football games on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And
that happens all
why
the time.
Why can't it just automatically start when your show starts, even if it's delayed? I don't understand why they can't fix that.
Yeah. SNL this weekend, a lot of people were talking about it. Tom Hanks hosted. And for his monologue, he decided to talk to America like a father.
So how you doing? You okay with money? Really? Because I heard you're in some debt. I'd like to help you out, but if I do, you're never going to learn. Also, I don't have $19 trillion. I have $230 million.
That's honest.
Yeah, Tom.
That's honest.
Yeah. We all know that, right?
Yeah, right?
Why not?
I love Tom. I know. I just saw Sully myself at the end of last week.
Oh, good. That's right. You
and
told
I know
me that.
They did a skit with Sully.
Yeah.
It was good. You guys know how I feel about plane crash movies. and it wasn't a crash. It was a forced water landing.
And everybody survived.
Everybody survived.
It's incredible that this is a true story. It really is. I'm not going to go on a Sully tangent, but like that this really happened and all these people think they're dying. I mean, you would think you're dying if this is happening and you see yourself and they're like braced for impact.
And then they treated Sully like a criminal afterwards.
Totally, totally. I mean, he spent weeks there going to testify. It's incredible. I actually enjoyed the movie, though. It's a short movie, too.
Yeah. Not too long.
Not too long.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga, the musical guest.
That.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that song. Ayo. That's the song she was singing.
Ayo.
So we're going to start seeing a lot of songs that she's going to perform at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Probably, yeah.
I like it. I like the way she's looking now, too. Uh-huh. I like that toned down.
Yeah.
I like it.
She still looks like a superstar, but not doesn't have meat there. All over her.
Yeah, wiener. Not that. Yeah. Yeah.
She's not coming out in an egg. She's wearing just a cowboy hat that time. All right, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank. Three names. First one in gets to play. Kelly, will you do the honors?
Okay. Heather Taylor Torres, Monica Tennant, and Megan Hancock. Megan Hancock, Monica Tennant, Heather Taylor Torres. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK IT. The first one back in gets to play for your chance at $1,000. If no one calls back in 10 minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines to everybody else and give you a chance to call in.
Just like that. By the way, if you're a Walking Dead fan and you didn't watch last night and you're just waking up, you're going to go on Facebook and Twitter, don't. Everybody's spoiling everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's spoiling. Everybody's spoiling everything about The Walking Dead.
Kelly's boyfriend's mean.
But hot.
Your boyfriend's doppelganger.
What's his name on the show?
Negan.
Yeah, he's bad, killing people.
Trey, our Walking Dead expert, did you watch last night?
Yes, sir,
I did. Were you spoiling it on Facebook?
I did not spoil because I have been spoiled before.
A lot of people said it was so gross and graphic they couldn't watch.
Was it good, Trey?
It was the best episode since the very first episode.
Oh. That's what a lot of people were saying.
It was so good. And yes, Alan, or Negan, is just a terrible human being, but a great villain.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Love to hate him. Love to hate him, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
See, good shows kill a lot of people, right?
I don't know if anybody died or not.
He doesn't want to spoil it. Good job, Trey.
We all knew that somebody died, right?
Of course.
Waiting to see who it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, but maybe it was more than one.
But it's the worst when you're trying to catch up on Walking Dead and somebody will post, oh, I can't believe blah, 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 blah.
Well,
like, oh, well, thanks. Now,
well, like, first and last episodes you have to watch. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a season finale or series finale, you got to watch it when it's on because it's going to get spoiled.
I know.
Alan just wants to jump in now because he's heard so many comparisons.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, they say you have to go back and watch all previous seasons to catch up, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather just catch up and see what's going on.
You don't have to backstories. Do anything.
He can binge watch it. He can take a couple weeks and binge watch
it. But it's the worst when you already know what's about to happen to somebody. You're like,
you forget.
You forget if you go back far enough.
Yeah. But still
trying to get you on Narcos,
so there's your warning. I have so much. I need to get Netflix still.
Me too.
This isn't on Netflix.
I know.
Is it? It's AMC.
No, it's on AMC, but Narcos is.
Oh. Yeah. I have Netflix.
Shameful,
I'm not watching
you
Narcos.
Have yet to watch it.
The first six seasons of The Walking Dead
are on Netflix.
Netflix.
That's what I should catch up on. Yeah.
It's a shame to pay as much as I do for Uverse. That's what I think I have, which I love.
Yeah.
But I don't watch enough TV to justify, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. I need to get back in there and just sit down and watch some TV. Just anything.
Speaking of having a lot of stuff, a lot of shows, Big Al.
Yes.
Apparently, you have a growing number of website domain or domain names that you have.
Yeah, over the years, you know, back when Kid was alive, we would come up with an idea and Kid would say, buy that for me, buy that domain for me, and we'd just come up with names.
So I think he was just joking, though.
Oh, you actually bought all those.
He actually did.
Well, no, not all of those, but I just kind of adopted that philosophy. If I have an idea about something, I'm like, I'll buy the domain. Domains are relatively inexpensive.
$12 or something?
Yeah. $10, whatever.
For the year? So
you have an idea, so, I'll get back to it. Let me just go ahead and spend that $10. So I've done it over the years, and I just started looking at it because one of my credit cards expired or got declined for whatever reason. And and so they sent me an email. They said, what are you going to do with these domains? And I don't want to get rid of them.
Why?
I don't know, because I might use piefelicia.net sometime.
See, that's a good one.
PieFelicia.com. When PieFelicia came, was so popular, so somebody grabbed that. So we bought good PieFelicia.
No, this was last year because of Patti LaBelle's pies.
No, this was because of my idea and the breakup pies.
Right.
That's right, Jenna. Girlfriends that got dumped, I said I was going to do a pie business.
That's right.
PieFelicia.
Where you could send pies to your heartbroken friends.
But .com was taken because somebody already thought of it, but net was not.
Then at one point, we were talking about the spelling bee, and I had an idea to have a spelling bee at the bar with drunk people.
Yeah.
And I bought MattMumblebee.com.
Matt Mumblebee. Matt with one T.
Yes.
With one T. What's the website for that, though?
I don't know. It was $10.
$10 wasted?
We talked about MattMumblebee.com.
Tinder, and I think I talked about Black Tinder, so I bought Blender Date, BlenderDate.com.
Blender?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a group date for making smoothies.
Yeah.
I was looking at this little bitty bar one time. I never bought it, or never leased it, but I bought rinkydinkbar.com.
What was it?
Rinkydinkbar.
He didn't run some of these by us, just so everyone knows.
I had an idea. I'm not good with inventions, but I had an idea. I hate my alarm clock. My alarm clock, everybody's does.
Yeah.
So what if I bought an alarm clock that laughed? Like it woke you up to,
you can set your alarm to be anything you want.
I bought.
And they have those.
A laughclock.com.
Laughclock.com?
A laugh clock.
Oh, you give me your phone. I can get you a laugh ringtone alarm set in 5 minutes
Easy.
Or less.
I had a clucking chicken alarm clock when I was a kid.
Mm.
And it clucked in the morning.
I bought the ratonline.com.
You sure that wasn't just your Mexican neighborhood?
No. That was mi tío.
Pete, the bang. Trey, you caught me off guard, dude. Sorry.
What?
You caught me off guard. You did.
Because you were too busy looking up websites.
Start over.
We didn't even get to some of them.
I know.
We didn't even get to his misspelled Pokemon Go sites he bought.
We'll talk about them. We have more time during the show.
Come on.
If I don't take care of that every week, it's like a foray.
The bang. Beat the bang.
Wow, he had production value that time.
Yeah, he did. Jenna.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Really, you know, all of these things. You know what a guy wrote me recently that I matched with?
First of all,
yay. He wrote me. And he wrote me a message on Raya after we matched, and he said, very specifically, I just watched your armpits leaking Harambe stance video. I like you.
These
are the things. This is my value.
You keep it real.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I got to stop talking about that kind of stuff until I get a man.
Scale of 1 to 10, how famous was this guy?
Not famous.
Oh,
it's not all famous people.
I know. Some of them are, though.
We don't care about the non-famous ones, though.
Would we know him?
I wouldn't tell you guys anyway.
I know you would.
I don't want to ruin my membership.
Jenna's all secretive.
So good.
With Brad Pitt?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I tell you.
Yeah, he's kind of famous.
Yeah. All right, let's meet our contestant.
Stop it.
Who are you talking to, Megan?
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, Megan Hancock?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What are you up to right now?
We just got in the car and turned the radio on.
Oh, who's in the car with you right now?
My boyfriend and my 6-month-old baby.
Aww.
What's your baby's name?
Her name is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Very pretty.
Cute. Where are you guys off to right now? Work or?
Yes.
Yeah. Drop her off at daycare?
Yeah.
Carpooling family. Yeah.
That's got to be the toughest day when you drop your baby off at for the first time, right?
Yes.
How long did you cry, Megan?
Well, it took me a minute. It's still hard to get used to right now, actually.
Yeah, especially all the...
It's still so new.
Mm-hmm. All the hormones right now, and you start crying, and then your boyfriend starts crying.
I almost started crying when y'all called my name.
Yeah, for a good reason,
good
though.
Good cry, good tears.
Hey, well, you're the first one to call back, which means you get to play. Here is Big Al Mac with the rules.
Well, Megan, we're going to put you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault, and you're going to hear various dollar amounts. When you hear one that you like, you just say stop, Megan, and we will, and that's the dollar amount that you will win. But if you don't say stop and the door closes, you get nothing.
Okay.
Okay? And even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you got to say stop.
Okay.
Got it?
All right.
She got this. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a little better than I was last time.
Okay.
All right, Megan.
Again, he doesn't know Megan. He's just going off feels.
Just taking guesses.
You go. Okay. You go with your gut, okay?
But last time I was dead on. Yep.
All right, Megan, let's go inside the vault. It's time to play Beat the Bank.
$210. $240. $280. $450. $580. $590.
Stop.
Yeah.
$590.
That's all right.
Hey, that's a lot of diapers right there, Megan.
It is. A lot of diapers, a lot of formula.
Yeah, we're going to Gatlinburg next weekend, so.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Is that where Dollywood is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. $590. That's all yours, Megan. Just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$610. $730. $800. $940. $1,000.
That's okay. Hey,
that's all right.
Sometimes you got to be safe, especially when you got a little 6-month-old. Okay, Megan.
Okay.
Al, you're feeling it today.
Yeah, yeah.
Chew.
It was close.
Enjoy the money, Megan. You guys have a wonderful day. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you for playing and signing up at KidNation.com. That's how she got in. She just signed up once and boom, called her name.
Yep.
Man, bankers all tricky. Big Al, you still got a couple more domain names?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they're radio worthy, but Big Al's Car Bar.
Was that stopped
that means
before?
They are.
Big Al's Car Bar, because I was going to have a bar for cars. TenderTuesday.com.
Big Al's Car Bar.
Yep. Let's see. Big Al's Beer. Well, you know that one. Beer.
All the ones you named so far you have not done anything with, right?
Nothing.
I haven't done anything. Big Al's Soul Truck.com. I'm going to buy a food truck and have soul food in it. Let's see. Big Al's Gear.
Big Al's Gear?
What was that for?
For my merch. Big Al's Pop-Up Party. Talked about that one. Uh-huh. For the party in Waxahachie this weekend. EnchantedDoggies.com.
What?
Are you going to do fairy pictures of dogs?
I thought about it. Yes.
Yes.
Thought about it, so I bought EnchantedDoggies.com.
Well, I mean, even though, can't I just go to Enchanted Fairies with my dog?
Probably. Yes.
Will they
probably
let me do that?
And at least Enchanted Fairies.
And Enchanted Fairies gives back to kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
sure Enchanted Dog. Our
biggest donor.
Wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. And toplesstoesucking.com.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And that's true.
He does
have that.
Yeah.
I do own it.
Man.
A real niche market there, I would say.
Yeah. Toplesstoesucking.
Toplesstoesucking.com.
Would you ever?
I own that.
Why?
I don't know.
The FBI is actually on that.
It's <Yeah. laughs> weird.
They're watching.
Right.
Do you own a website, Jenna? Have you ever bought one?
I do. I bought a couple of those pie ones.
Oh, yeah,
I was real motivated. I get where I was coming from. I was real motivated in that moment.
It was cheap,
and then started thinking about like food inspections and licenses and like all that stuff. And I wasn't that into it anymore.
You, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
You have some?
I own KellyRaspberry.com.
Damn right.
Oh, yeah,
somebody
else.
If somebody had it and it finally came open, so I swooped in because I just don't want somebody doing something with
it. One of my friends bought my name, domains.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't done anything with them.
Me too.
Wouldn't hurt.
You never know.
Some company owns
it. I might do something with it one day, but I mean, I just didn't want somebody else.
You have a very common name.
Somebody already owns JSI. It's some big company. So I'm definitely not going to be able to buy that one off.
Dang it.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
We're having some weave talk here with the ladies.
There are rules for weaves.
Yeah, man.
One of my Halloween costumes.
Requires?
I said one. Requires a wig.
How many do you have this year, Jenna?
Two.
Two. Okay.
Two costumes.
One for Wheezy and I.
But uh-huh.
It's everything's about her. She's really the star of that Halloween costume. And then one for my group costume
mm-hmm.
that my friends and I are doing. Let me just say, this is the most Halloween I've ever gone.
You're going full Halloween?
You guys, we've been working on this. Like, it's a group project. We worked on it yesterday, spraying some of our materials.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to keep it kind of secret.
Material.
It's going to be, this is 150% in on Saturday night.
Wow.
This is in on Halloween.
Jenna's trying to win a big competition.
I don't know if we're really trying to win, but the prize is awesome, yeah. So it wouldn't hurt to...
Is it a big, like a money prize?
Like a five-day trip.
Whoa!
Five-day trip to someone's house in Aspen.
Oh, I love rich people party.
Right? Rich people.
And I always dress up for Halloween, but this, we might actually have a chance. We might have a chance.
How do you
Which
you
is great,
because
the poorest people at the party will get to go on a trip.
And right.
I think we would deserve it. How do you split it?
Yeah, because you have a bunch of people in your group.
We go together.
Everybody goes on the trip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gotcha.
Of course. If we win and go together. You want in, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but I have a wedding.
You and Kinsey want in?
Kinsey and I have a wedding this weekend, so we can't do it.
Just up for the wedding, then swing by
the party. Then come over to the party. The party's late.
No, because if I do wedding, I got to go full in. Like, I'm dancing the whole night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're the guy that likes weddings?
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
I love weddings.
Who are you?
I love dancing.
You should call in on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I'm
a dude. It's a great party.
It's fun, Al.
I'm a dude and I like weddings. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
My wife and I have been trying to learn the juju on that beat so we could get it going on the dance floor. It's gonna be lit, fam. It's gonna be lit.
Oh, all right.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple from the text. If I buy a website about toe sucking naked and then I don't do anything with it, does it make me crazy? Or is it worse if I do something with it?
Yeah, right?
Very true.
The flip side of that is worse.
Yeah.
But I can't let it lapse.
That Big Al Mac has a bunch of websites. He's
bunch of domains.
He hasn't touched them. Yeah. You guys, I show up to work on Monday on time. Does that make me crazy?
No, it makes you a good employee.
It makes you a great employee.
Down with that.
And, Rachel wrote us and said, my husband and I have serious conversations about what kind of superpowers we would have and how we would use them and what sort of drawbacks there would be of having them. And then we plan to get a red lantern ring for him and the blue lantern ring for me for our 10th wedding anniversary. Does that make us crazy? I don't know. That makes you guys cool.
Slightly crazy. Well, you know, kind of fun. Imagining your superpowers is one thing, but imagining the drawbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that...
But there's always going to be drawbacks with your superpowers.
Always a dark side.
So you always got to look at the pros and the cons. They teach you that in school, Big Al.
In superhero school.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, there was a movie on Disney Channel about superheroes high school.
Was there?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
I missed that one.
I got stuck watching it for a while.
Yeah, you did.
And then you got stuck.
Yeah.
And my kids woke up.
Dang it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, Missy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
If I have a dream about a dog, it doesn't matter the breed or anything, and they're barking at me or trying to bite me, and later on when I'm awake and I'm walking my daughter to school or I see the dog in person, like any random dog, I'll bark at them. Does that make me crazy?
You bark at dogs.
You could just leave it right there. I bark at dogs.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes you a little crazy.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. I've barked at barking dogs before.
You have?
Yeah.
You give them the business right back?
Yeah, my neighbor's dog's barking. I'll be like, woof, woof, woof.
You should go hang out with Missy. I think both of you are crazy.
Yeah, it's a fun night. Go.
Congratulations, Missy. You're crazy.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But that's a fun crazy. We'll take that one all day.
Yeah.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi.
So what do you do?
Okay. So for as long as I can remember... Anytime I'm talking to someone or someone is talking to me, it's like I have this little keyboard in my brain and my fingers are moving to every word they're saying, like I'm typing it out. Does that make me crazy?
We've actually talked to someone before that did the same thing. It's been a long time, but that's somebody else actually shares your... I'm not saying it's not crazy. I'm just saying you're not alone.
Yay! Because people look at me like I'm a little...
Like you're about to do something.
My husband, he's like, stop moving your fingers.
So this isn't just like at work when you do it. You're at the restaurant or something. You start moving your finger like an
airboarding.
Keyboarding. Yeah.
You can see where that looks crazy, right?
Yeah, because it looks like you're about to do something malicious.
Do you shift and capitalize?
Yes.
Oh,
like crazy.
That puts it over the top right here.
Yep.
Well...
Do you use a number pad too?
I do everything. It's like I know where every key is at in my mind. I can see it. while I'm topping it out.
Wow. Yeah, you're crazy.
That's extreme. Yeah. If you're capitalizing.
Yeah. What, when, I am.
When you're done talking to them, Andy, do you hit escape?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever backshift if you accidentally make a typo?
I have done that.
You backspace? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you go all in. I like that, Andy. You're crazy. Yeah.
Copy and paste?
No. Yeah, you copy and paste?
No.
No, because yeah. That would be crazy. Too much.
Come on. Thank you for calling, Mandy. Let's go to Joe here. Hi, Joe.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
What's going on? What makes you crazy?
So whenever I go to the movies, I have to sit in the aisle seat. I can't sit in the middle of the aisle because I'm always afraid I'm going to have to get up and go to the bathroom, and I don't want to rub my butt or my crotch in someone's face when I walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
So I always have to have the aisle seat.
No, that's not crazy. A lot of people, kid used to do that. He was very antsy in movie theaters and on planes. He had to always have the aisle seat.
I prefer the aisle, too. Yeah. So. No, that's not crazy.
He gets up
smart.
So much.
You're normal. You don't want people sniffing you. And
ew,
I bet you they do.
That's gross.
Some people might try.
Sniffing somebody as they walk by.
I bet you there's a creeper that's going to try.
But if they're noticeably stanky, that's one thing. But I don't just go put my nose to their butt.
Yeah, don't do that. That makes that person crazy.
Yeah, ew.
The sniffers. And they're out there.
Yeah, butt sniffers.
Yep.
Oh,
I'm telling you, they're out there.
Go on about buttsniffers.com.
No, Al, stop it.
Don't even put that in there. I feel like the FBI would definitely come searching after you. I guarantee you that's taken, too, by the way.
No.
I don't want to Google it. I have just
we're about
told
to find
you,
out.
I have a terrible search history on my computer.
Butt sniffer? I guarantee you, almost 100% sure that's taken. Because there's some freaks out there.
Sniffer or sniffers?
Whatever
we
you want to
say. You are
just go
slow.
To the next call, please.
Okay. Did you find it?
Buttsniffer.com is taken.
Told you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I told you. Hey, Dannon.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, every night before bed, I have to eat 5 ice trays, and then I go get in the bed, and I have my husband turn on the blow dryer in the bed, and I have to get warm again with the blow dryer, and I can't count how many blow dryers I went through this year that I burned up because I sleep with them.
Oh.
Does that make me crazy?
You sleep with them all night?
Sometimes I'll go ahead and, like, turn them off, and I make sure I don't have the back covered because, obviously, it'd make a fire, but...
Yeah.
They still get burned up because they get used constantly. I get really cold with the ice, and then I jump in the bed, and I have to get really warm with
get
the
blow dryer. Get a heating blanket.
Not a space
I'm scared
heater.
For you. Get a
I
heating blanket.
I have one. I have a heating blanket, and it just isn't the same, I guess.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm scared for you. Oh, have you ever had a corn bag?
No, I don't guess.
A corn bag is a bag of corn, literally, and you microwave it, and you could put it at the foot of your bed, and it'll keep your feet warm for a long time. By then, you'll be asleep, and at least you wouldn't risk. I'm afraid for you. I don't want you to die in a house fire.
Oh, I know. Corn. My mom is the same way. They get nervous because
corn
I do
bag.
It, and
yeah.
I think my
her
husband
teeth?
Wakes up though when he turns it off.
A corn bag.
So that way, you know, if something happened and I accidentally flipped the cover over it or something.
I'll get my friend Tommy Jean to make you a corn bag if you promise to use it.
Okay.
I got a cousin named Cornbag.
She makes them.
I mean, you just put corn in the bag.
Corn, you microwave them. They're very good.
Buy cornbag.com.
Right now.
If you microwave them, nothing happens?
Microwave them for a couple minutes and they hold the heat really
microwavable
well.
Microwavable corn. Like the frozen corn bags? Corn.
It's taken, Jen.
Oh, it is?
Cornbag.com is taken.
Can't you do the with the rice?
Nice. You could do bags of rice, too, I guess, but we do the corn.
Yeah.
I think there's something soothing about those little pellets. And it smells so good the first few times you use it because it smells like that buttery corn smell. And then the smell's not as bad, you know. I mean, it goes down.
And Tommy Jean makes them?
Tommy Jean started making them because I told her about them because somebody made one for me, and she started making them.
Is that how she made enough money to stay at the Four Seasons?
That's it. Who do you think owns cornbag.com?
Right.
Yeah, you're crazy, Dannon.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Do you have heated seats in your car? I bet you do.
Do what?
Heated seats in your car?
Yes, in the truck we do.
Okay. Yeah.
And I always turn them on.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Man, those heated seats are the best invention of all time.
Why don't we get all serious on them? They just want to be crazy. I'm like, oh, but you're going to burn the house down. I'm going to help you, you know.
She knows she's going to burn the house down. She's fully aware, I'm sure. What's up, John?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm doing awesome. Go ahead.
Right, so every time in real life or if it's in a movie, someone's winking, I always wink back at them.
Someone's
winking.
Winking?
Yeah.
So if they do the one-eye wink, at
you wink back.
You wink back at him?
Yeah, and like sometimes like if someone's saying it, the word wink, like if my girlfriend does it, she does it to me all the time, I always gotta wink, even if she says the word.
I think that's cute. I love being winked at. I think that's cute.
Mildly crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harmless.
Harmless crazy.
It's cool. It's a little crazy.
Yeah, I'll touch a cray.
Yeah.
Is that still considered a flirt? Like total strangers and a guy winks at you, Jenna?
I love it. I don't know what to do, though.
When a guy
winks?
Because
when I wink, mine's more like Tourette style. Like it looks like, is she doing that intentionally?
Oh, not
like,
smooth.
I don't have the smooth.
Oh, yeah. Jenna's. It's like a flickering light.
I'm like, so I can't do it back, so I freak out because I love it. I love if a guy winks at me, but I don't know what to do because I'm
seriously,
not very good at it.
I don't think men really appreciate don't be creepy
about it.
No, that's creepy.
No, not with fingers.
But when Alan, my boyfriend, winks at me, it just, for some reason, it's just like, it's just so sweet. I don't know what it is.
I love the wink.
I love a wink.
I don't think I've ever, like, flirtatiously winked. Like,
you need to work on that because it's really powerful.
Yeah. I'm going
to
try that tonight.
But you can only do it if you can do it well. Because, again, it comes across like...
And you can't do it all the time.
Don't have your mouth open with your tongue out. That was weird.
Yeah, see, if I... That's sweet if I was sexually attracted to you. But, see, I'm not, Kenzie, if you're listening.
How about this one?
That was kind of dorky because you have your hands on your hips and you're smiling real big. Practice again. Okay, turn and look.
When you say something kind of sweet and you kind of wink. Yeah. Oh, just,
that was better.
It gives me shivers. I love it.
Wow, this is new information that we did not know about.
This is very
I like the wink very casual.
Powerful. I've never done it.
Yeah, just the effortless wink. Oh, Al, you can't move your mouth like that.
Should I do it with my monocle in?
You did your mouth like you're shaving your beard.
Don't do your tongue.
No mouth
action. Creepy.
I like the emoji.
No.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.